concern for her home and office family. But during this time there was a matter that cast a heavy burden on her. She noted in her diary on August 1 that she was full of sorrow for the people of God, for they were having a trifling experience in true righteousness and true service to God. With a sorrowful and concerned pen she wrote, without pinpointing her message but setting down words that might well be pondered in many an office and worker family. Not all connected with me are in honor spiritually. They are not in a position to do honor to my family. They are cheating themselves out of a true religious experience, trifling with eternal interests. They are not obtaining an experience that is of value to them in fitting their souls for the trials soon to come, and I am helpless to change the order of things. It does not seem to be in some of them to closely examine their own hearts, whether they are obtaining a fitness for the trials that are coming upon every soul, whatever his position or profession. The true religious experience they have not. I am distressed, for it is supposed that those of my household will feel an individual responsibility to keep their own souls in the love of God and be in their position of blessing to others. Occasionally she spoke of the personal blessing that the messages imparted through her for others brought to her own heart. Could it be that those who helped to get God's messages before the people considered this just an ordinary task and were not themselves blessed? She feared so. But the time for the camp meeting in Los Angeles was pressing in, and Ellen White felt she must apply herself to that, writing what she could to meet situations there. The Colorado camp meeting would follow in Denver a week or two later, a meeting that was faced with trepidation, for detrimental influences were at work again in that conference. She must write to warn and nurture the church there. Then in mid-August she was shown that Satan would make every effort to get control of Melrose Sanitarium in New England. Medical personnel there were somewhat under Dr. Kellogg's influence. She must sound a warning. Some phases of correspondence must wait. I have been so fully occupied with urgent writing, she told old friends, Elder and Mrs. Haskell, that I have not found time to answer letters. We are looking over my writings and preparing matter to be read at our camp meetings at Los Angeles and Denver. And a day or two later she wrote to Edson. I have written a great deal in the past 2 weeks. My pen has been in my hand nearly all the hours of daylight. Two nights I was not able to sleep past 12 o'clock, for my mind was burdened with several matters. She was pleased when materials written earlier could serve. On Wednesday, August 21, she wrote, I have a large amount of precious matter, written at Kuranbong and dated December 20, 1896, which is just what is needed at this time. I will have it copied today, and if it is possible, get it off, to Los Angeles, in the evening mail. I had lost all trace of these manuscripts, but this morning a pile of copies attracted my attention, which, on looking over, I found to my surprise to be just what I wanted.